This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional? Of course you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We've got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we have the convention coming up the 28th and 29th, just two short days from now. Mike Huckabee is going to be the featured speaker. And we're all excited about that. He will be here on Saturday afternoon. You can get tickets to see him on Saturday afternoon by going to newcaliforniastate.com and clicking on tickets. Shocking tickets. By the way, those of you in China that are listening to Agenda 21 Radio, I just want a little shout out to everybody in China. And best of luck to everybody with the coronavirus. And, of course, we're going to be talking about that. Boy, it is starting to heat up as far as the coronavirus is concerned all around the world. We're going to be talking about that. Donald Trump is back. He's back and back indeed. We're going to be talking about his huge success in India and other places around the world because, you know, global leaders, they're starting to really respect Donald J. Trump and America again. Because we're winning, 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 and they're losing, losing, losing. Now, it's sad to say that they're losing right now, but we all got to start winning, of course. And once they realize that socialism and totalitarianism are losers, then the quicker things will move along. And, of course, that brings us up to last night's debate with the Democrats and the great socialist Bernie Sanders. Now, remember, he is an honest socialist. That's the reason why he's the front runner right now. That's the reason, and I don't, you know, I haven't even looked. To be straight up, I have not even looked to see what the results are for the polls. But it, you know, from what I saw, which was just brief snippets as I was doing show prep at 3 a.m. this morning, it looked like a complete free for all, and it was. I don't think you'd call that a debate. I quickly turned it off and said, gosh, you know, I've got to have some semblance of order in my head rather than all this disorder that I was seeing on the Democrat side. You know, it's the comment that I'm seeing in a couple of places, Bernie rattled. Crowd's reaction to his didn't sit well in many of the things that I was hearing. I heard some boos and people blaring out comments. So you're in the Democrats. Remember, Bernie is an independent. He's an interloper into the Democratic Party. That's the way Democrats perceive him. And now what we have is the socialist being, well, he's being undressed, so to speak. That's a bad visual, isn't it, Bernie undressed? No, we've seen that thing before. You know, interesting thing, and I well imagine his body when he, when there's pictures of Bernie, videos of Bernie, YouTubes of Bernie drinking vodka in Russia, in the Soviet Union, because that's where he, you know, liked to go and hang out. He actually honeymooned there. And it's interesting that he did so much honey. He was naked at the time when he was honeymooning in these videos. Shocking. Isn't that a bad visual? Just a bad. So I don't know why I brought that in. He was basically, yeah, the emperor has no clothes last night for Bernie Sanders. I think that's the point. Just move on. Just that visual thing there. But anyway, Bernie Sanders is being roundly decried by his own party. And now they're saying that Joe Biden won the debate. On, you know, this is what the quote mainstream lying media has said. That's what they're coming up with. That Bernie lost and Biden won. I don't know who, if anybody won on that stage. I mean, the best person who, of course, the winner last night again was Donald J. Trump. By the way, when we woke up this morning, he's still our president. I know that's a shock, but he's Bernie Sanders president too, and Joe Biden's president, and Ilhan Omar. Anyway, I think it's just hysterical what's going on. And Amy Klobuchar, you know, Amy Klobuchar still has her scandals to go through, which include are you ready for this? Ukraine? Yes, and Tom Steyer makes his little debut up there, and. You know, I got to tell you that Mikey is almost as tall as Buttigieg. Yeah. Just, I say this because as I look at, there's a picture on Drudge and it shows some things. So I'm sitting there going, hey, and Mikey's not standing on any box. Anyway. And, you know, I'm looking at him on stage and he doesn't have a box underneath him. He must have lifts or something like that. Okay, so anyway, we're going to get on to a whole bunch of other things. The California New California State Convention is right around the corner, and it's the crazy bevy time going on right now before the convention. And it's the sixth convention. It's the final convention in this series of conventions. We're going to go on to some smaller, mini conventions. That will be designed to get a lot of work done and all that sort of thing. One of the things that's, where's Nikki Haley today? I guess that's a big thing, right? I tell people, you know, she kind of was doing some interloping into New California. And says, this is an article that appears in, it's Fox News, Morgan Phillips Fox News. And it appears about Nikki Haley. And it says here, when former ambassador of the United Nations, Nikki abruptly submitted her resignation, she stayed mum about her next move, only assuring that she would not challenge Donald Trump in the 2020 primaries for the Republican nomination. So what was Haley doing? What has she been doing since she left her post? And it says, as a strong believer in term limits, Haley explains her decision to leave the administration in her memoirs, with all due respect, defending America with grit and grace. She wrote in 2019, which was her first 14 years as a private citizen, first time in 14 years as a private citizen, that she was free to sleep in and to get to read books. Hopefully, you'll be coming back at some point, maybe in another capacity, President Trump told her. A few months after her resignation, though, Haley was tapped for a seat at Boeing's board of directors, a position that earns a minimum annual compensation of $315,000. Nice. Around the same time in February 2019, she launched the policy group called Stand for America, focusing on term limits and border security and public safety. This month, she tapped Heritage Action Chief Tim Chapman to lead the organization. Heritage Action is the lobbying arm of the conservative Heritage Foundation. In an interview after he accepted the position, Chapman said he did not know if Haley would run for the presidency in 2024, according to roll call, but he said she would be a strong voice in politics. I know there's been a lot of rumors about that sort of thing going on. I think there's some questions as to whether she's eligible. That's just my feeling, my understanding, and whether or not these questions can be hammered out if she was to run. That's a big question, isn't it? Haley running. I think she'd be a marvelous pick. Problem is she eligible? She's got that familial thing where the parents weren't born in America. She was business going on. Remember? The Constitution kind of strictly says, you can't be, your parents can't be born in a foreign country. It goes back to the colonial days, actually. And you know what's kind of interesting, though, is if you take a look at why there were certain restrictions early on by the colonists against foreign-born and children of foreign-born parents about their suitability. I look at the Vindman brother as an example. We'll be back. Born in the Ukraine.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We got a whole bunch of stuff going on here that we're going to be talking about. We're back to Oregon again in the second hour. We'll have some guests on the show to talk specifically about what is going on in Oregon. I guess it's all chaos now. And we're going to be finding out more and more information about what is happening there with Kate Braun, the governor of Oregon. It looks like she's trying to use some special policing and tactics to make sure that the Republicans show up and are forced to vote, I guess, or forced to be in the proceeding. Some sort of plot. I mean, I'm telling you, this thing in Oregon is getting way out of control. And, it might lead to the breakup of that state. Shocking. I know. I'm speculating. So certainly speculating. Anyway, this is what we're hearing about the coronavirus. Now, I want to draw some pretty obvious situations going on right now. By the way, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee and New California State, New Cali Coffee, are going to be featured this week and this month. We're going to be making sure that if you want some of that, you can get it and have access to it. Also, your survivability and what's going to be happening in the impending doom time with this coronavirus. I'll be explaining about that in a second. But I'm having a sip right now. In fact, we're now on to pot three. Yeah, I have to admit this. I just ran off and got a cup of coffee from the freshly brewed Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. And it's excellent. It is absolutely stupendous as coffee. Anyway, okay. Now, I want to bring you a little bit of obvious talk about viruses, the spread of viruses, medieval times, and the current state of California, and homelessness. Homeless. There's no homelessness in California. No, in fact, we've got a $21 billion reserve, rainy day reserve. Okay, I'm going to explain the rainy day reserve in California of $21 billion, right? I want you to go get your checkbook, and you know how you've got the little thing where you can record your expenses, and it shows you your balance and all. What I want you to do right now, I want you to feel good, but I want you to take whatever the number is in your checkbook, even if you got $1, just $1, okay? I want you to put 6 zeros behind it. Okay, I want you to look at that number. I just added $1 million for you, right? Okay, here, but by the digits. And I want you to feel good. That's what you have now in your checkbook as you look at it, right? All right, there it is. Aren't you happy you'd listened to Agenda 21 Radio and I told you how to get $1 million in your checkbook? Well, there you have it. Now, all you need to do is put, six more. And you got like $1 billion. Shocking. And put a 2 and a 1 together, and that's it. That's how California has this rainy day fund. Now, so that begs the question, why are we not using the, quote, rainy day fund to protect the people? Shocking. Because there is no rainy day fund. And they're so deep in debt they can't get out now. The hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And, the old adage, if you want to get out of the hole, stop digging. Well, no, they want to go. They want to dig that hole so deep, they're going to end up in China. Nice, Paul. Nice. No, I'm serious. They're already in China, right? I mean, you know what's going on with the whole scam with the PERS and all this other stuff. And China's just, you know, basically taking in the cash. So my question to you is this. Since there is no rainy day fund, since they can't clean up the forest, oh no, disaster capitalism, more fires? Well, you never know. Since they get this infusion of cash, $21 billion, don't you think they should be using it on humanitarian things like helping the homeless? Really helping the homeless. You got $21 billion bucks, a billion here, a billion, I know, because they're not realistic about the fact they don't have it. No, they're realistic. They just don't spend it. They're not reaction. You know, I learned one thing, actually two things. Well, I saw it two times to learn the one thing. Let me put it to that. The Oroville Dam situation. It was a disaster, and there was no response to it. There was zero, zip, none to this whole thing. The only thing that was a response was the night when everybody was evacuating and going in the opposite direction, rushing to the dam, was an Office of Emergency Services truck. That was the only thing witnessed. That was the response. We're going to drive from Sacramento all the way up to Oroville. It's shocking and find out what's going on. That was the response of California. But how cheap is that? Maybe $50 in gas? That was their response? See, there was no response to the disaster. Zero. Zip. Nada. Now I learned another thing. When the fire happened in Paradise, the campfire, New California responded. We as California just said, look, we got to do something. We got to pop up. We got people coming from all over the state. They dumped off stuff. We distributed clothes. We distributed money. You know, money was donated. We gave that money up. I mean, listen, we responded, and everybody's kind of looking around. We're in the homeless camp there, right? Next to the Walmart or the Kmart, whatever, Walmart. And everybody's all camped out. And, you know, it's easy to have disease going on. You had some people that were really sick and tense, and you had medical people walking around. They were not from the state. They were from the Red Cross. The only humanitarian assistance that was even remotely shown by the state was not there. There was nothing. The only humanitarian help came from the people themselves, like New California. We responded. We responded. I mean, you talk about a minimal response. We didn't really. It was really nothing. It was a drop in the bucket by comparison to the enormity of the disaster and the large loss of life. But, you know, we did this in a day. We said, look, we got to help our fellow Californians out. And we did what we could. We resourced what we could. But there was not one bit of evidence that the state of California was responding. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't have the money to respond to the disaster. They have the resources to with fire engines and things like that. And, of course, they have the ability, they think they, well, they had it up until that moment, the ability to, you know, bankroll it and pay for all the disaster capitalism and all the overtime and all the other stuff for the fire departments, right? That would come from the federal government, but not any longer. California cannot respond to a disaster, folks. If they could respond to a disaster, they would. This is a seminal moment. Now, where is the evidence of the next impending disaster? Well, it's on today's headlines. San Francisco is declaring a coronavirus emergency already, hoping right up front they're going to get some sort of disaster relief money from the state of California. Is LA next? Is Sacramento next? Any town, any community that has homelessness? Now, I want to tell you, what does homelessness represent? It represents medieval spread of disease. And mark my words, once coronavirus gets into the homeless population, you'll see a die-off in a big one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Do it now! protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so we've got this coronavirus. And we've got the perfect breeding ground for disease in the homeless encampments all throughout Southern California, Los Angeles primarily, of course, in Orange County, San Diego, around the rivers, around the streams where it's always, a fair amount of pollution, especially in the drier part of the state down there, because the rivers don't run all the time. Some of the rivers are now managed, like Santa Ana River and so on, where they manage the water because the water has to get into the aquifers and provide water for everybody year round. I mean, that's just kind of normal. But the bigger problem is what is going on with this whole inability, I guess you can say the real inability, to control homelessness. And the reason, listen, in New California, we're going to have jobs, guys, real jobs. That's what we're going to do, is give people jobs. That we're going to have a vibrant economy that's going to be thriving, much like the U.S. economy. Right now, California is zero in everything. Certainly, we don't have that $21 billion now, do we? No, it's just a bunch of zeros. That's what we have, is a bunch of zeros there. So my point is that we have the perfect breeding ground, the perfect breeding ground in all of our homeless encampments. So San Francisco Mayor London Breed, she's a real piece of work, by the way, She's got some problems, political problems are starting to develop. Hello. And I don't want to get into that whole San Francisco treat business, but she is no, I guess you would say, she's not the best person to be doing what she's doing. But she's out in front on this one, and the only reason she's out in front on this one is to get, you know, her hand out for all the federal funds to come. Because remember, California is living off the teat of the federal government now and everything and anything that they can do. That's what they're doing. And she's got her hand out first of all the communities with the homeless. Hey, you got a crisis, you got to manage the crisis, right? And what better way to manage the crisis? What better way to manage the crisis than to have a homeless situation and you can exploit it to the max? That's exactly what they've done and what she's done. Okay, so imagine, if you will, the disaster once this coronavirus really starts to kick in that's going to happen in these homeless camps. Imagine it. People are going to be going bonkers all day long. Yeah, this is not going to turn out well. I just foresee a huge, huge disaster happening. And here is the problem. We're going to start seeing hundreds, thousands of new Californians, American citizens, illegal immigrants in a die-off because of this. Thanks to people like Jerry Brown, who created this economy, and all the other, you know, all the other legislators and all the told socialist thing moving us away from a Republican form of government. That is a problem. That is a big problem. So how is California going to respond? Let's take a few zeros away from that checkbook, huh? They're not. California is going to have a huge problem, and I predict it's about these diseases. Once things start to rock and roll with these diseases, and by the way, we're in a window of a lot of people that are being exposed right now have been exposed. It has not hit us yet. I know the president is having a press conference. It will be. I just haven't gotten to that part of the day yet about the coronavirus. He just stepped off the plane not too long ago. So, but the word is he's going to be speaking about that. And when we get the information, we'll be more than happy to bring it to you. He may be speaking right now. If he's speaking right now, I quite frankly, I've lost control of the studio. It's just chaos. It's chaos. It's in Studio 21. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. We're going to try and chime in right now, I think, to Fox News or C-SPAN, whichever one is doing this. It's kind of interesting. I think the presidential debate's going on right now with the Democrats and seeing what's happening in California with the coronavirus. I really believe that you are seeing the collapse of the socialist / communist within this nation and the totalitarians that want to bring us down. Now, I think the one little bit of good news, too, will be when the president comes out and declares certain organizations to be terrorist organizations, you know, like the Muslim Brotherhood. That would be a good one to start with. And the other one that's probably better to do that with, of course, is the cartels. I think that this is a reality. It's been much talked about. My thinking is that it's going to be about time. The president has warned. And look at all the cartel behavior. Talk about human trafficking. Talk about human trafficking. You blend all these things together and look at what you get. And this all adds into, of course, another disaster potentially, and those illegal immigrants, illegal foreign nationals who have been coming across the border, those guys have been more exposed than ever to all this. So now there's another population to consider. As the spread of this virus goes, how much will that impact them? Substantially it will, especially people who have come across the border with, we don't know about their sanitary conditions, and, of course, they've got to be third world in most of the places. This is of course, the big thing is that in all third world countries, they do not wash their hands for the most part like you would find in more advanced portions of the, like the United States is. 77 to 80% of people wash their hands after going to the toilet. That's not the hygiene that's demonstrated in China, where only 23% do that. And in other countries where maybe it might be 30, maybe 40% to do that. This particular type of outbreak of coronavirus is pretty much more of a contact. In other words, you get it by placing your hands on certain objects, doorknobs as an example. They've been able to find and extract it from them. We got a CDC warning in an article here right now.
Infectious diseases. Doctor, we appreciate you coming in on a very busy day.
Good to be with you.
So CDC officials said that this crisis coming to the U.S. is very likely. One official saying, quote unquote, it could be bad. How bad?
Well, you know, we don't know. I mean, we always have to be prepared for the worst. Right now, the containment of the cases in the United States is really good. I mean, there have been no secondary or tertiary cases. But it's often we're influenced by what goes on the outside. And when you see really transmissions that are multi-generational in places like South Korea, in Italy, in Japan, in Iran, there's the danger that this will turn into a true pandemic. And if it does, we will have to deal with it. We cannot make ourselves be completely excluded from that, because pandemics don't know geographic boundaries. And that's really what the CDC was saying. Mm-hmm. Although things are under control now, we need to be prepared for the eventuality that we will have cases here that may turn into community spread.
So, Doctor, you can understand, though, that a lot of our viewers may be a little confused about hearing different messages. On one hand, you and others have been on this program saying, look, wash your hands, things are relatively safe, low risk. But on the other hand, this could be a pandemic and this could become a real problem. Right. I noticed a week ago, you said to the USA Today in a roundtable, quote, the risk of coronavirus, this is a week ago, in this country is still relatively low. But as I said, you added, this could change. So that was a week ago. What in your mind has changed?
Nothing has changed now, except that we are seeing more and more transmissions in other countries. And the more you see outside of the United States, the greater the risk of this spilling over into the United States. So the risk, as I mentioned, right now, today, is still low. Nothing has changed in our country. But things have changed outside, mm-hmm. which may ultimately have an impact here. So that's not really incompatible.
Okay.
You have to be prepared for things to happen that are beyond your control.
So let's look forward then and let you put together the message exactly as you see fit, because you're the expert and I'm not. President holding a news conference tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, at the White House with CDC officials. If you had an index card and you could write on there what you think the president should tell the public to calm them but also warn them about the serious risk, what would that index card say?
The index card would say that at the present time, things are under control here. But realistically, we need to be prepared for the possibility and maybe the likelihood that we will see more cases here. And the degree to which we can contain them will determine the impact on the country. We have a pandemic preparedness plan. We need to dust it off and get ready to implement it.
And you're confident that that plan will help make sure that this stays under control quickly?
Well, it certainly will help. I mean, you never can predict a pandemic, how bad it will be. I mean, historically, there have been devastating pandemics, the 1918 mm-hmm. one, of course, the one that everyone talks about. But there have been other pandemics that have been moderate, like 1968, one that was worse in 1957, a relatively mild one in 2009. Yeah. Those were all influenza. We're talking a bit now about a different virus, a coronavirus, which is somewhat different than influenza.
Okay. Got it. We appreciate you giving us that history, that context. Doctor, we know you're working around the clock. We appreciate you coming in, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so that was an actual live feed coming into us in from Fox News. And that was a little bit of an insight as to what is going on. And again, I think it's tracked with the story that we've been talking about, that when you have a virus such as a coronavirus, there's going to be multi-generational transfers. This is a key thing, and this is what he's talking about. If there's a change that's occurred, it's the occurrence of seeing multi-generational. In other words, after somebody has had coronavirus, then you would think it dies off, but then they get it again. That's called a clue of multi-generational. Another multi-generational is that they've got the virus, and then a week later, it 2 weeks later, it spreads to someone close to them, and you stop losing the containment value. And again, where you really break up a lot of the spread of this when it hits is the hygiene. That's just a really, really important thing. And you heard the doctors say that in this country, you know, it hasn't really hit yet. And I really believe that's because of our hygiene in this country. For the most part, we're not a third world country, and we take pretty good care of ourselves, and we wash our hands. So this is the point that I'm making, is that as the coronavirus continues to spread around the world and it gets to be more multi-generational, in other words, there's some mutations going on, it's going to come here. And that's where they're being very, very cautious. I respect the fact they're being cautious. They're laying out the news. And I think the real good news is keep yourself clean. And, you know, don't do risky things. Don't do a lot of flying. I mean, we do a lot of flying, but I'm not, some things we're just not flying to. And stay away from large crowds. That's the gig. That is the gig. No one wants to basically get the virus. And, again, caution, caution, caution about cleanliness. The more that this goes on, though, and the more it can't be contained in homeless communities where you have a lot of homelessness, guess what? You're going to see the disease spread. And that's exactly what is going on in San Francisco today, go figure. We're in San Francisco. They've decided, well, we'll just go ahead and put this whole thing together. And, of course, this is something that is, I think, sort of well predicted that they would do something like this. I'm just saying, I think it says something that they are looking at seriously in all communities, but more so now in San Francisco, because you know what? Look what they've got as a spread factor. I want you to look at it. The feces on the street, they've got a feces patrol. They got poop maps. Is there any better way to spread a disease than that? No. Back in the medieval days, before we had sanitary practices and hygiene, and we didn't even know about germs. There was a so-called germ theory. They didn't even know about viruses, really, until 150 years ago. Think about that. So science has brought us so much information and about disease that, you know, now all of a sudden we've apparently wanted to go back to medieval days and, you know, live medievally in these in Los Angeles and San Francisco and so on. Now, it's not so much about attacking the homeless. We're not doing that. Homeless people were brought to homelessness. The ones that I've researched, and I've gone down to the camps, it was the economy where they lost jobs, where they're displaced from jobs that put them on the street. How about we provide jobs for these people? Which is number one for this the government, is to protect the people. You're telling me that by destroying the economy deliberately in this state and putting people on the street as homeless in the environment that they have to be in, no walls around them, you're telling me that that's good? That's good policy? I mean, you have to take a look at the totality of this state and how it's handled itself. It's destroying itself. In fact, the leaders of this state are using actively the machinery of government to destroy us. The evidence is on the streets. It's right in front of your faces. The evidence is in your checkbook with no zeros. I'm sorry. At this point in the show, I'm taking the zeros back. You have $1 in your checkbook. That's it. Not followed by six zeros. That's the reality check. And that is what prevents California from coming up with any reasonable solution to this crisis right now. First of all, there's crisis management. So they've created the crisis, and what's going on here is the crisis has gotten away from them. The genie is out of the bottle, and they can no longer manage the crisis. They have no cash to do it. And guess what? There's going to be a real collapse of this government in California, and that's real soon. You can see the writing on the wall. It's here. The coronavirus is starting to spread around the world, and soon it will be on the streets of San Francisco. No matter how much she declares it's an emergency. I mean, hey, she's declared it's an emergency. Now what? Huh? What happens because London Breed has declared an emergency in San Francisco? And it wasn't an emergency with all the feces on the street? That in itself is not an emergency? Maybe someone said, you know, viruses are spread, you know, contact viruses especially, like the coronavirus. This is no influenza virus. This is no little thing that floats around in the air. No. It's caused by contact. So people walking around, listen, early on in the New California movement, and, you know, periodically, I was getting calls from businesses in San Francisco. And these businesses, oddly enough, were saying, look, part of our biggest problem is keeping our floors clean. Yeah, and I said, oh, really? Yeah, keeping the floors in, you know, as you walk into the foyer of the business. And I said, oh, but he said, no, it's not just that. But, you know, they go up in the elevators in our buildings, and then they step off on the second floor, the third floor, the fifth floor, and they're starting to drag in from the street on the bottom of their shoes the feces. So after a while, after a week or so of people coming and going back and forth to work, guess what stinks? Like feces in the office. Listen, that's a perfect breeding ground, London Breed. Get it? Ha, ha, ha. A perfect breeding ground for disease. So they're constantly having to clean the floors, the carpets, and everything. Now that constitutes a public health menace. That constitutes an emergency. But is there an emergency in San Francisco? Oh, now there is. But what's the response? How about some toilets on the street? Porta potties on the streets. That would be a first good response. Then perhaps some other things could happen. But you know what? You can't even afford the crappers on the streets, San Francisco, London Breed. You can't even afford that. Shocking. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Breeding ground. That's what we have. You don't have ground zero in San Francisco. We have breeding ground. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep, night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, let's see. Some of the latest here. We're looking at Breitbart right now. Morning Joe on South Carolina debate. That was a mess. That was a wreck. Okay, let's just move on. Oh, this is Nolte. The debate spectacle of emasculated Democrats raising their hands like babies. Okay, I said this at the last debate. When I'm just glancing at it. I'm not taking the deep dive in these debates at all. I'm just looking at the optics. And, you know, the last time they were raising their hands like little school children, I said, hey, wait a minute. This is not a debate. They're raising their head. They're jumping all over each other. I mean, it was a mess. And last night, it was a mess. Even Morning Joe says, Tim Scott, debate a hot mess. This is the headline. This is no joke on Breitbart. Tim Scott, debate was a hot mess, embarrassing for the Democratic Party. That's true. Fact check, Elizabeth Warren claims Michael Bloomberg blamed blacks and Latinos for a housing crisis. Yeah. Here we go. Greenwald, CIA election interference, more dangerous than Russian mischief. I think there may be a lot to that, quite frankly. And finally, Senator Kennedy grills DHS Chief Chad Wolf on virus mortality rates. Of course, we heard from him earlier. Senator Chad Wolf, yep. Says, what is the mortality rate so far? I believe it's under 2%, says Wolf. How much under 2%? I'll get you the exact figure. Anyway, he goes on to talk about that. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch these characters. And I think Chad Wolf is a straight-up guy. I'm not criticizing him. When I say the characters, the cast of characters, it's interesting. At least we're responding. I think that's the key thing. You're seeing the federal government actually do respond. And the best way to respond is to get the news and information out about mortality rates, about these kind of things. Save our lives. If we have this information, we know exactly how these things are going to behave and what we can do to preempt it and stop it. Right now, we've done a pretty good job in this country. Let's see what happens when rates go up. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to be on the website, 821R.com, New California, PayPal.com, and remember, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.